This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Gosh, so much going on, so much to cover. You wonder what's all behind it. It's just unbelievable. Look at this week. Every week is like a year of activity and things happening and going on. It's just unbelievable. And I know that a large chunk of our listeners do appreciate a different perspective than what you're going to get elsewhere on these stories that do affect us, like, you know, who the next president will be, the impeachment, witch hunt or whatever. I also never want to forget to take a moment to tell you whatever the story is that you believe is most important. A recent example, you know, we've got a lot of work we're doing to get to the bottom of the issues in the beef industry right now through the perspective of cattle ranchers. Folks that are living this, that was, you know, something that might not be on everybody's radar in Fargo or Grand Forks or, you know, Bismarck or Minot. But it's darn important. We want to be able to hear from you, serve you, tackle that. Whatever the issues are, whatever they are, do very much appreciate that. Let us know. You can text me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 701-367-2054. Text Hahn at 701-226-8503. Or call us at 800-228-0550. Please do that. Steve Bannon is a media magnate, is what he is. He's certainly, you look at Breitbart and what happened there, and now War Room impeachment, what that's done to actually cover what's happening at the impeachment crisis. It became this huge podcast. He was also the chief White House strategist for Donald Trump, and one smart fellow. So we love having this great patriot join us on the program. Steve, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you for having me, sir. It's a we're getting ready to wait for the president to step up at noon today here in Washington, D.C., and talk about his acquittal and the impeachment process. So, Stan, you know, we're looking forward to seeing that here within the hour.
Nancy Pelosi is speaking right now, talking about acquittal. I won't torture you by playing any of it, but she's saying basically the president used the State of the Union as a backdrop for a reality show. What's going on with the speaker, do you think?
Well, listen, she's, you know, I think she rightly sized up very quickly that the Democratic field had no personalities in there that were going to take on Donald Trump. The policies are way too radical for the American people. So her effort has been since the time, and this is what she ran on to become Speaker of the House, is to essentially destroy Donald Trump. And they will use any means necessary to do this.
Was that
so? I think that she's going to be relentless. She's not stopping. She's going to continue this. She's going to continue this over and over again. They're going to try to subpoena Bolton. They're going to try to, you know, get additional information from the OMB. They're not going to. They don't think because the president got acquitted last night that the permanent impeachment party is going to stop, because that's their one tool to try to blunt Donald Trump and Trumpism.
You know, are they moving? Is this one voter sitting in their living room look at the TV and say, "Well, I can't vote for Trump now. Now that I heard this, I mean, I don't get the sense they're moving anybody. I get the sense that they're sort of placating their base, maybe a little bit. But is this an effective political strategy on their part?
Well, tell me what their alternative is. They don't, you know, you're not going to win with Bernie Sanders. You're not going to win with Mayor Pete. You're not going to win with Elizabeth Warren. Joe Biden said it. That's a joke. There's nobody out there in this field that can beat him. The policies are all, you know, don't make any sense even to moderate Democrats. You know, these radical policies that come out. So they don't have a policy position to galvanize people. They don't have any personalities to really galvanize people that you need to mobilize and turn out to take on Trump. They've got one tool. That tool is to destroy Trump through every means necessary. That's why it's not going to stop. This is why I've been a huge advocate that what President Trump says is that we called it the trial of the century. He referred to it as the crime of the century. And I think it's incumbent upon Lindsey Graham and the establishment Republicans in the Senate. They've now got to start calling hearings immediately. We've got to get the whistleblower up there. We have to get the number two whistleblower. We've got to get Vindman up there. We ought to get, I think, John Brennan up there. We have to have Adam Schiff as a fact witness. We have to go back to the core of how this started, how all this worked, how they all worked in conjunction about this and get this in front of the American people. Yes, you should bring Hunter and Joe Biden also, but I think the core is to get to this. Essentially, what tried to be a coup against the president. We need to do it, and we need to do it in a formal setting. We can't do it on your show, our war room, our Fox, and snippets with people coming on for short interviews. That's all fine. But, you know, we need to do this in a formal setting. We need to do this in the United States Senate. And so we've got to get on with it now. We've got to lance this boil. It's incumbent upon the Trump base to rally around the president and really demand that this be done.
I agree with you, and I've personally looked Lindsey Graham in the eye and said, when are you going to do this? And he's saying, we got to be smart. We got to fight smart. He gives me excuses. I'm starting to think that guy's all hat and no cattle. Is Lindsey Graham the one to do this, or is he?
Okay, listen, well, he's his judiciary. It's very simple, and I like Senator Graham a lot. However, he promised the president, and he promised the Trump movement, and most importantly, he promised the American people that you didn't need to call, because remember, we argued from day one for a long trial. I don't care what John Bolton has to say. Let John Bolton come up there with his book and his notes, and he gets cross-examined. That's the centerpiece of English common law and the American legal system. It's the cross-examination. Somebody just can't talk smack about you. You get a chance to cross them. Right now, they just got the ability to weaponize Bolton's book in the New York Times every 3 days or some other allegation about the president. Let's get Bolton up there. Let's get Mick Mulvaney and the OMB guys. They won't have anything to say. Let's get all their emails. Let's get Pompeo. Let's get it all out there. Let's bring in the whistleblower. Let's bring in Vindman. Let's bring in Brennan.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I mean, get to the bottom of all of it, but I don't think Lindsey Graham's going to do it. I don't think he's got the guts for it. I've heard from a few folks that they're talking about Byrd doing it in intelligence. And
that's where, you know, but Senator Byrd, listen, let's be blunt. Senator Byrd has turned the Intelligence Committee over to Mark Warner, and the Democrats run it, right? A lot of these Democrats run a lot of these committees because these Republican moderates, or the Republican rhinos like Burr's been an incredible disappointment. I think he's been terrible. You compare the way he ran Central Intelligence to the way Devin Nunes ran it. You know, Devin Nunes, that's the other thing. He sent 40 subpoenas over to Rosenstein that Rosenstein, and I was saying Rosenstein shouldn't be fired for the Mueller investigation. He should be fired for not effectuating those 40 subpoenas sent over by House Intel. President Trump should take bold moves. He should declassify a lot of this. They should get to the bottom of those subpoenas. I think in judiciary, and here's the way we're going to do it, the way it's always done, is the grassroots has to put pressure on this to happen. Because right now they're trying to spin President Trump with, oh, let's just go on with it. I mean, look at Romney's vote last night. Mitch McConnell comes out and says, hey, there's no doghouses in the Senate. It all matters about the next vote. Right? They just want to move on. Well, we can't move on from this. And the reason we can't is the president's correct. It's not about Donald Trump as an individual. It's not about Donald Trump as a president. This is about the office of the president. President Trump has been adamant. This can never allow to happen to any president again, what happened here. We owe it to the framers. We owe it to people who came before us. We owe it to the Constitution. We owe it to this republic. We must get to the bottom of this.
We're talking with Steve Bannon today. They have is today the last day, or are you going to keep War Room going? I hope you do. I know you talked about stopping it after his acquittal. And boldly,
yeah, we're going to do it because we started this with bailing wire and to go the day after acquittal. We actually have announced today on the show that starting on Monday, we're going to continue to call it War Room 2020. We do the War Room Pandemic Show. We're spending an hour a day 5 days a week just on this Chinese pandemic. We don't think the American people are getting proper information. We don't think the American people understand the scale of this right now in China. This is going to be one of the biggest events in human history, and it is playing out in real time. And so I, given all my years, I've worked on the China situation. I felt it was an obligation. We needed to get this work just to the Chinese people, too. They've been horrible victims of this. This is a horrific catastrophe that is only getting worse every day. It's not getting better. It's not getting close to getting better. So it's we do an hour on pandemic, where it start on Monday to do the War Room 2020. Everything you need with Raheem, Jason, myself, focus on the 2020 campaign.
Well, it's fabulous, folks. And, of course, podcast, you can listen to anytime that you want to and soak it in. But a lot of good facts. So that's great news. I'm glad to hear you're gonna keep that going. I have to ask you more about the pandemic and your concern there. And you say the Chinese have been a victim of this. You mean by their government? Is that what you mean?
Well, listen, the CCP knew about this in December. The Chinese Communist Party knew about this in December. This is a tragedy. The great doctor, Li Wenling, who was the doctor who came and said, there's something going on in Wuhan. He's a doctor in Wuhan. It's going to be worse than SARS. He was arrested for rumor mongering, put in jail, and just released a couple of weeks ago. They apologized to him. He died 20 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
20 minutes ago.
Hang on.
Wuhan hospital.
More coming up. It's important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the WAC or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here at Richardson. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February 2020 North Dakota land auctions include 640 acres in Oliver County, 320 acres in Stark, Billings, Foster, and Kidder counties, 314 acres in Lemoore County, 1,500 acres in Hettinger and Grant counties, 1,100 acres in Nelson County, and 156 acres in Polk County, Minnesota. View all of these land auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow that are standing by right now to take your call and give you a better night's sleep. Todd and I know all about that. Same with the sheets. They're fabulous. His book now is available for sale online, too, at MyPillow.com. Just go to Radio Listener Specials. The book is really amazing. It's his life story, but it's an inspiration on how somebody could be a crack addict and go to CEO of a company like MyPillow. It really is absolutely amazing. You buy the book, everything else you buy, there's free shipping. So that's a nice little trigger there. And, of course, the MyPillow towels are buy one, get one. The sheets are buy one, get one. And then the free shipping if you buy the book. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, or call 800-506-9028. And remember the promo code Scott for all of those great deals. Nancy Pelosi says the State of the Union was a manifesto of mistruths. She says the stock market boom today is because of Obama, that he is the one that brought us that. The president didn't inherit a mess. He inherited momentum. And it was also a serious breach for Republicans to chant four more years in the chamber.
Oh, yeah.
So her feathers are ruffled, Steve Bannon. What do you say about that?
Because she's getting the tables run on her. I mean, President Trump's speech, I thought what was beautiful about it is that he started off with that 2 or 3 minute preamble where he was just talking about actions taken and results. Action, action, action. You know, in Trump's speech, the most powerful line, it was inaugural, I think, he says, there's been nothing but talk before. Now comes the hour of action. And that's what you've seen over the last 3 years. Look at last week where you had the Middle East peace plan laid out. You had the new numbers, the conference on opioids, that's dropping. You had Peter Navarro's, counterfeit program. You had Ivanka come out with $40 million more for human trafficking. You had Brexit happen that wouldn't have happened without Trump's backing of the British government, Nigel Farage. You had President Trump stand up boldly and take action on this pandemic. You just had one action, 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 action. And he had signed USMCA, which makes us a geostrategic manufacturing alternative to China. That's all action. He's got actions. He's got results. And that this is a blue-collar surge. It's a working-class people that have benefited most from this. Pelosi has nothing to counter it. So they're going to talk. This is nonsense. People don't even take that seriously, right? If that's the best you've got, then get ready for four more years of Donald Trump and Trumpism, because that what she laid out today is not going to defeat Donald Trump. That's the reality. You look at this fiasco in Iowa, right? Are you kidding me? Is Mayor Pete or Bernie Sanders going to be able to stand up against Xi? Going to be able to stand up against the mullahs? Going to be stand up against Erdogan and Turkey, Putin and Russia? With the situation in Venezuela, this pandemic? This is a world that's in trouble, and the United States engine of growth is leading the world economy, not China, it's the United States. And, you know, Donald Trump's a leader that takes action. And Nancy Pelosi is a critical power that forced the country into a fake constitutional crisis that's taken 5 months of the nation's attention and get on impeachment, which is completely, totally ridiculous. So, look, if she wants to run against that, you know, good luck. Let her kind of sell that.
Okay, my mom was born on this day in 1941, same as Ronald Reagan. Might be something there, I don't know. She passed away a couple years ago, but I always think of her. Her number one trait that she imparted on the rest of us was worry. All she did was worry. She was a worrier. You know, I mean, if I drive 2 miles, did you get there okay, right? She was a worrier. So let me be a little bit of a worrier. Everything right now looks pretty dang good. I mean, Pelosi's flaming out. This is stupid, and the numbers look fantastic, and the impeachment's in the rearview mirror. It is February. November is the finish line for the second term. What is a greater risk to this momentum? Donald Trump and something that you could, you know, what does he need to do? In other words, a decision he makes that's incorrect? Or is it somebody sabotaging him internally?
Here's the greatest risk is what happened in how did Donald Trump get impeached? Too many people leaned on the shovels in 2018. As you remember, I was on your show, I went around the country and said, hey, with Michael Bloomberg's $100 million, they had money from Soros and Star too, but it's Michael Bloomberg's money, Nancy Pelosi's handpicked, curated candidates, you know, the dirty 30 take over those districts. I said they're going to impeach Donald Trump. People said, well, he's not on the ballot. But guess what? He's on the ballot now. We got to take back the House. We have to hold the Senate. We got to win the presidency. This is going to be a mobilization election. The biggest risk we have is complacency. Just assume we're behind in the fourth quarter. You got to run hard, and we got to run through the tape. This is going to be the nasty look. They will go to any bounds. She ripped up the State of the Union in the Capitol the other night, even before the Civil War. Although they didn't go up and give it in the Capitol, they sent it over. Even in the most divided time in this nation's history, no Speaker of the House ripped up the State of the Union. This shows you this 2020. If you think 2016 was tough, It's nothing compared to what this is going to be. You have to fight every day. If you want Donald Trump to be reelected and you want to continue the Trump program and Trumpism, you're going to have to fight, not just listen to your show, but listen to your show and take action off of that. Because this is on us. We can't point the finger at any one policy. This is on the American people, the deplorables, the Trump movement, to put their shoulder to the wheel, to turn this like 2010, the Tea Party Revolution, to take the House back, to reelect President Trump with a huge margin, give him a mandate, and let's see what the next 4 years. If you don't, if you like socialism, if you like Mayor Pete, if you like all this crazy nonsense they throw out there, that's coming. And it's upon your listeners. I got to tell you, it's now on the deplorables. Because Donald Trump's delivered what he said he's going to deliver. It's now for the deplorables to put their shoulder to the wheel, and let's get this thing done.
All right, last 30 seconds on this, and then I want to talk about the coronavirus. I hear a lot, and I've heard it firsthand from people who work for him, that there are a lot of people in the White House that are in government that are out to get him, that are not for him, that are trying to sabotage him. Is there any kind of a purge that can happen on that front?
Well, I think, listen, you saw the testimony in the Hill about those people still working in the White House. I think the president's gonna reshuffle some chairs here. I think he's gonna make some changes. But I think, look, the program's in place. It's now execution. It's also for the campaign's doing a great job. It's now, but this is all about, this is a grassroots mobilization effort. So yeah, I think there'll be some changes. But look, you just look at the guys that testified, on the Hill in the impeachment trial. Some of those people still work in the White House. You know, my objective day one was all the Obama appointees in the National Security Council, the NSC, should get new people in.
100% gone. Not a tough decision. All right, a minute left. What in a minute do we need to know about the coronavirus here in the heartland of America?
You need to, first of all, go to our show, but you need to be going online, reading, not just the mainstream media, try to get as many sources in China. This is a massive event. This is a massive historical event. It's going to affect your life. You may not be interested in the Wuhan virus, but trust me, it's interested in you. And you've got to get savvy about this. You've got to understand the scale of this thing. Never in human history have 80 million people, they try to quarantine the size of a nation of France, 80 million people. That's what's going on. So they stop the spread of this. But you better get focused on this, and because it's going to have an impact on this economy. It's going to have an impact on your life.
Is in America the bigger threat to us the disruption from that big of economy than it is the health side of this? We're having this spread here?
Listen, the health thing would be catastrophic. There's no vaccine. That's why President Trump took bold move. There's no vaccine. There's not going to be a vaccine for a year, they don't think. This is about social, what they call social separation. That's why the quarantine so big. Yes, what President Trump did about the flights in here is a good start. I think more will have to be done as we go. But number one, the people of China, this is a horrific plague that's come down on them, and it's just horrific. You got to pray for them. You know, if we could get medical supplies in there, it'd be great, but the CCP will just steal it. So this is going to be, people should first just get as much information as possible. Start to follow this, because this is going to have an impact.
Well, we've got a great place to starting Monday, the War Room pandemic, and more on War Room 2020. God bless you, Steve Bannon, thanks.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once, convinced when she had said she prays for him that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Says, love this interview. 5 minutes ago in the middle of the Steve Bannon interview. Another says, Steve Bannon was wonderful. People need to go to prison for their roles in this continuous coup. Another, the left will try to steal the next election. What's your greatest takeaway from that conversation with him? What was your greatest takeaway? Leaning on their shovels.
Yeah, that was good.
He said this impeachment started because people were leaning on their shovels. And in other words, not being in the fight. President's always in the fight, always aware of what's coming, those around him. And he said, not enough to listen to the show and then lean on your shovel, but actually act on it. So I don't know what that means other than to say everybody themselves is going to have to come up with what that means. Maybe that's, I'm going to chat with my circle. Maybe that means I'm going to do this on Facebook, even though it's not popular with some people in my family. Whatever. You know? You got to do something. It's that dang important. And you got to keep flying that flag. Because if you don't do that, you won't have that constant reminder of how great this country is. Despite what comes and goes, Old Glory, flying that flag. Jim the Flagpole guy is here to tell us a little bit about what they're doing in 2020, things they're working on right now. Taking orders already, welcoming your calls. People on a flagpole. I had a guy the other day and has a lake place somewhere in Minnesota and lives in Michigan, listens to the show all the time when he's here, when he's gone, said, I've heard about the flagpole guy forever, but I need the number. What's his number? What's his contact info? Tell me more about his website. It's time. We've got to do that. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning. Welcome, everybody. What a great day it is to actually have the Constitution and still have some form of reasonable cohesion in Washington and I just feel like I want to do my part, and I just have an opportunity. I just like to say, let's have a sale that acquittal sale, and anybody who buys a flagpole
I love it. We've got an acquittal sale today. What does an acquittal sale mean? Is this for today?
Yeah, it's for today. Anybody buys a flagpole, commits to a flagpole today, gets I don't know. How about 10% off and two free flags instead of one.
Wow.
I just feel like it's my part I can do to help form, public opinion and brighten up everybody's, business or.
That's a great idea. A little acquittal sale. I love it. Acquittal sale today at ndflagpoleguy.com. 10% off and instead of one, two flags included with your purchase. And now's a great time to do this as well and decide how you want to do this and, you know, get on the calendar early, because when the ground thaws, everybody wants their flagpole in. And if you're getting ahead of the game, you're on that calendar sooner, right?
Yeah, and, you know, Scott, this would be my fourth year, and every year we learn something, right? And last year, as soon as I was getting ready to go out on the road, my engine broke down, and $12,000 later, I'm running down the road. But this year, hopefully all that's behind us. We've got a shop. We've got people in position, and I want to really see how many I can knock out by Flag Day. We're gonna do it. We're gonna be in a position to be strong. And I sold a couple flag poles yesterday to Ms. Rebecca, and she knows who she is. I hope she's listening. You know, she's getting her flag pole in before Memorial Day. And right now we've got, I think, around 16 poles sold already. So let's keep going.
Let's keep going. And if you have a flag up, every once in a while I see a flag that's in the, you know, starting to fray on the ends, and I just want to cry because, you know, some get to be really bad. But, boy, there's a way to stay ahead of that, and you guys are sowing your own flags now. And so if I go buy one of those giant flags like you see at Gateway Chevrolet, Ellingson, my friends out at Ellingson, by the way, shout out to the team at Ellingson, water management for 50 years. Unbelievable what they've been doing up there. And they have one of the greatest settings for a flag out there. It's just north of Harwood. And you're on I-29, northbound or southbound, you can't miss it. But it's humongous. I mean, it's humongous. So a flag like that, how often are you rotating that? How often do you have to, you know, take that down because of North Dakota wind and all the elements?
Well, we do the big one here on West Side for Patriot Fuels around there. About every 40, 45 days it needs to come down and be hemmed. And, you know, if you can catch it early enough, we can get it back in shape without losing a bunch of material. And, you know, my goal is that they fade out before they wear out. And with that said, big shout out to Fred and Patriot Fuel and Alexander for using us in Reynolds Markets and the VA centers and many, many more. And I'm looking for more to rotate in, that we might keep their flags managed. And the more the merrier. It becomes less expensive for everybody. And I'll be headed to Fargo here pretty soon. I got a couple of contacts I want to talk to. If I spoke to you before, I'd like to come back and speak in person and show you what I do.
That's fantastic. You're going to help us get a flag flying on 29 here, right where our studios are as well. Thunder Road. A lot of folks asking about that. Hey, you're the flag. Where's the flag? And we're working on it. We're going to do it and do it right. Jim, the flagpole guy, will take care of you. 701-571-FLAG. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com. And today, the acquittal sale.
The acquittal sale.
The impeachment circus is over for today.
Love it.
I do, too. You take advantage of that 10% off. And not one, but two free flags with your order if you get that order in today. Call them at 701-571-FLAG. Jim, have a great day.
You too, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Somebody just texted a note that Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, called the State of the Union address Donald Trump's State of His Mind address. Wow. And we have a clip of some of her comments that we can play for you here. But I know something else she said is that Trump knows little about faith and prayer. You know, you really never should say that about anybody. Because here's the deal, you don't know.
Good point.
You don't know. You have no idea. You know, you could assume things or whatever, but Trump knows little about faith and prayer. The woman is becoming unhinged. Democrats in this audience, are you proud of Nancy Pelosi? Is she speaking for you? I'd love to know. Here's what she said a few moments ago.
That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind. We want a State of the Union. Where are we? Where are we going? And the rest. Now, let me just show you how many guests I can draw. And let me say how I can give a Medal of Honor. Do it in your own office. We don't come in your office and do congressional business. Why are you doing that here? Quite frankly, when he started talking about someone with stage 4 cancer, all of that, I thought he was, I don't know which stage John Lewis's cancer is at, but when he started talking about someone with cancer, we thought he was going to talk about John Lewis. hero in our country? Come on. So in any event, I feel very liberated. I feel very liberated. I feel that I've extended every possible courtesy. I've shown every level of respect.
Oh, my God.
I say to my members all the time, there's no such thing as an eternal animosity. There are eternal friendships, but you never know on what cause you may come together with somebody you may perceive as your foe right now. Everybody is a possible ally.
Yeah. You buying any of that?
I'm not buying any of that.
She's got a bit of swamp land in San Francisco she wants to sell you, too.
Right, yeah. Where's my Kelly Armstrong clip? Something else I promised I'd play. He was cross-examining Christopher Wray today, or taking his testimony and chatting with him. And do you have that?
I don't. The Kelly clip?
Yeah, what are you pointing to?
Oh, I was just pointing your computer's good if you had it in there.
Oh, I thought I did, but I can't see it now. I'm trying to find it, and where it would be here, but I think it was a Twitter feed that I saw, but the problem is I have too many screens in front of me here. Donald Trump is next, and that comes after the show today, so, but I would encourage you to stay tuned. I can't even imagine what's going to happen there.
He's firing up the flamethrower right now.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
So can I get an opinion from you guys and Todd as well?
Love to give you an opinion.
The band is working on a rewrite of a classic song, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion of it, if I could.
Okay.
Just real quick. You might remember Charlie Daniels' Devil Went Down to Georgia.
I do remember that.
That's what the band came up with. The devil bowed her head because she knew that she'd been beat, and she laid that golden pan on the ground at Donald's feet. Donald said, "Nancy, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you drunk old bat. I'm still your president.
You don't have any choice. You have to vote for me."
What do you think? Is potential there?
Yeah.
We're working on the choruses right now.
Charlie Daniels is beloved.
Yeah.
Bring it back, right?
Told you drunk once, you drunk old bat.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Unbelievable. I have a bunch of text to get to, and I also have this note from law enforcement today. In January, last month, 14 officers were lost. Some on duty, some sick, all warriors. How often have you heard about that in the news?
Oh, isn't that the truth? Yes. Not at all. Nothing.
These are people who get up every day and go into the storm for us.
Yep. Did you say 14 just in January?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And as sad as that is, it's to me even more sad that we've not heard about this. That we forget this. Man.
Came this morning. Investigators in Florida still don't know why an apparently stranded motorist shot and killed a police officer who stopped to help.
Bad deal. Wilton, yeah. North Dakota, we go. And Earl. Earl, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk to you about Nancy Pelosi. I thought last night that what she pulled was really something else. And I was thinking about that. I said, I wonder if her father is still alive. Because if he was, he should take her over his knee and he should paddle her. And then another thing is,
I don't think he's alive. He'd be 200 years old, wouldn't he? I hear you. Yeah.
I think so too. But it's a wishful thinking on my part.
Yeah.
And then another thing was, ever since I've seen Nancy Pelosi, she's been in the news. She reminds me of a fish. When I was a kid, my dad used to take me fishing up this little creek, and we used to catch these bullheads, and we used to catch suckers. And she looks just like a sucker fish.
Oh, my gosh. Earl, I could anything this week be said worse of Nancy Pelosi than she looks like a suckerfish? Ouch.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career. grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
I have neck problems. And my friend Vince Webker from Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2 said, Scott, you have a hot tub. You bought it from us. Neck problems, back problems, you can help, right?
Definitely you need to get in that. It's going to help loosen up the muscles. The blood's going to flow a little bit better. Everything good is going to happen from sitting in the hot tub. That's why you have it for days like when you have pain, when you don't sleep, when you can't walk. Sit in your hot tub. It'll do miracles.
Come see them at Hot Springs Plaza Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind, 11 before the top of the hour? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has a word for us. And then Chris Berg from Point of View. Watch him tonight, 6:30 KX4, 9:30 West Dakota Fox. Must-see TV, folks. Good stuff. And your calls. And what's more in this final segment of What's on Your Mind for Thursday? Todd?
Juan, BuickGMC.com. Powers, what's in your mind? By the way, you need to sneak preview the 2021 Cadillac Escalade. The video came out. 38 inches of display. I mean, the big screen has come into right into your cabin. In the meantime, there's some 2019s that you can still get for a darn near steal. I guess we're not calling it a steal because technically it's not. And 2020s, a whole bunch of them are 0% APR for 72 months. Find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
All right, 10 before the top of the hour. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. Watch him tonight, folks, 6:30 KX4 and 9:30 West Dakota Fox. Good morning, Chris Berg. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. How are you guys?
Doing good. Want to start with Kelly Armstrong today. on the witness stand in the House Judiciary Committee was none other than Christopher Wray, the FBI director. And here's a part of that exchange. What's your take on it?
Any other citizen, they would be charged with a crime. And while there are plenty of reasons to allow people to resign quietly, there are reasons to have people have internal disciplinary actions in their file. When you're dealing with a secret court and secret warrants in probably the most politically charged case that that court has ever happened, it's important that those institutional safeguards exist. It's important for a guy like me to think, because if they didn't exist there, I don't know what's happening in the other cases as well. So I'm glad you're putting these resources in place. I am glad you are putting all of these procedural safeguards in place, but I would like to have a conversation about what are the consequences for those not happening.
So we have a fairly robust disciplinary arm, our Office of Professional Responsibility, which I think in general is viewed within the broader U.S. government as one of the premier independent disciplinary arms in any executive agency. And that is the arm through which we apply discipline in response to misconduct or, in some cases, just poor job performance even. And the penalties range across...
I want to stop there. Poor job performance, I'm not getting into that. Quite frankly, I can't imagine managing 37,000 people. But when I'm talking about misconduct, I just hope we're holding ourselves accountable to the same thing we're holding other people accountable for.
Your thoughts on that exchange?
I mean, I think that's what everyone wants to know. I mean, I just was talking to somebody today that it feels like the Democrats have got one level of justice, and that conservatives have got a different level of justice. So if Lady Justice is going to be blind, let's make her blind. As Nancy Pelosi says, no one's above the law. That's interesting, because according to 18 U.S. Century Code 2071, Nancy Pelosi's got the possibility of being locked up for up to 3 years and fined for ripping up President Trump's speech. So let's make Lady Justice blind again.
Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, we played some clips from Nancy's presser. Did you see any of that at all? She is clearly unhinged. By the way, Trump knows little about faith and prayer, according to her. I don't know how she'd know that, but she threw that out there. So, like that one?
The one from Speaker Pelosi?
Yeah.
I think it goes back to Scott, what Devin Nunes always says. Whatever they say that you're doing or they want to, it's always what they're up to. And I think for Nancy Pelosi to say, hey, I'm praying for the president every single day, like President Trump said today at the prayer breakfast, you know that's not so. You know that's not happening.
Fuller in Mapleton for Chris Berg. Some thoughts on Nancy Pelosi. Go ahead.
I cannot imagine trying to play a board game, much less run a government with those people. They have a completely different set of rules, and if the outcome is not what they like, they just go around again. As far as Steve Bannon leaning on my show, I tell you what, I got to rent 10 billboards that say never, never, never vote Democrat.
Or lean on your shovel. Yeah, I appreciate your passion, Fuller. You go for it. Thank you. Nate in Fargo, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning.
Chris, your father came up yesterday, Mike Berg, at the YMCA for handball. I just thought I would kind of bring that up. I've known your father long time.
Thank you.
I asked you the other day about Senator Lindsey Graham and if he was kind of a hero and you wanted him to call more witnesses and stuff. And I got some information on that last night when he was on Ingram. That Foreign Relations Committee... Jim Risch is the only one who can call some of the witnesses that he wants out there, like the whistleblower who was working with Schiff staff. Richard Burr is also the one who can expose that because they work in committee.
Well, I brought that up. I brought that up with Bannon, he didn't think much of Burr because he thought pretty much Mark Wagner runs that committee. But on your point, I'm short on time here, Nate, so I want to get Chris in here.
And what Lindsey Graham has jurisdiction over is only the DOJ and FBI. I thought I would throw that in there.
Bannon basically said this is all we should do, is get to the bottom of all of this conspiracy, how this happened, everything else. You and I have been saying that forever. Lindsey Graham never does it. He goes on TV and says he'll do it. He never does it. Am I wrong?
Well, he did also say that he's going to call all the people who signed the FISA warrant. He is going to call them in front of his committee.
He says a lot of stuff. But I don't see a lot of it happening. That's all I'm saying. Chris, is that too strong?
No, I mean, the Horowitz report is out. We're still waiting for the investigation into Feinstein and Blasey Ford. How did that letter come about? I haven't heard anything about that, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's just a lot of talk. It doesn't really happen. Next time, tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit about something interesting that Steve Bannon also said on what he believes to be an international crisis in this coronavirus that is being undercovered. Suggested we all seek alternative news sources on that. Kind of interesting. See you, folks. God bless
Hi,
you. Bye.
I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.